Good morning, Christ Church.
Good morning.
It is good to be in worship with you all today, and I am excited to be able to bring God's word to us this morning. You know, I've been thinking a lot about goodbye speeches. Now, a little disclaimer, I'm not leaving. No worries. You haven't scared me away. So I've been thinking, what does one include in a goodbye speech? You want to leave them with things that they'll remember you by. Maybe you want to include a few nuggets of wisdom that they could write down on a sheet of paper and put on their refrigerator, something like that. And my personal favorite is, what is that mic drop moment going to be? The things that make you go, I like what she said. I like what he said. That's what I want to be about. And I've been thinking about this because here I am giving an introductory sermon. And what do you include in an introductory sermon? You're just getting to know a little bit about me. I'm still learning all your names. Yes, all your names. And I'm telling you, you have to hold me to that. But what would be an opportunity like this to be able to sit and think about the ways that God is moving in and through the people here at Christ Church? How is God nurturing relationships here in this space and in the places that are beyond these walls where we live, we work, and we play? How is God using and continuing to use your gifts to be the hands and feet of Christ to somebody else, to a neighbor, to somebody you work with, somebody you go to school with? And so, we've been in John's gospel the last several weeks, and today we come to one of my favorite texts in John, because in it, Jesus is preparing a community that he is desiring will continue to flourish and continue to bear fruit even after he has left them, even when he is gone physically. And last week, Jeff talked about the way the Holy Spirit is God's presence that continues even after Jesus is gone. The way we're instilled to be disciples, the way we're called to follow and lead in community with each other. And so I'd invite you to take out your sermon notes that you have when you got in here. And we're going to hit that first point that says, fruit begins with and in community. Now, it's not easy, as you probably know, for fruit to grow by itself. Fruit takes nurturing, it takes nourishment, it takes sustenance. And like fruit, the fruit of being a disciple takes just as much nurturing. We have to help each other. We have to grow together. We have to learn together. We have to pray together. We can't do it all on our own. And if we think about the way Jesus sets up this picture of what being a disciple, of what being a church looks like, and how we learn from the ways he's interacted with people, the miracles we've talked about, like the wedding in Cana that Pastor John talked about, the way he washed his disciples' feet, the way he is the good shepherd, the way he is the bread of life. And today, we'll find out more about what it means for Jesus to be the true vine. I love this quote by Craig Kester, who says, to believe that Jesus is I am is to believe that in him, God encounters people. People like you and me.